I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Manchester City cures itself of cityitis. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce from WBEZ in Chicago. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma has filed a defamation lawsuit against NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who suspended Vilma for the entire 2012 season for allegedly taking part in the Saints' Bountygate scheme. What does Vilma stand to gain from this remarkable legal move?
Absolutely nothing, because he wasn't defamed. Once again, we have to resort to the wonderful jurisprudential institution known as the discovery process to explain to you why Jonathan Vilma is not going to pursue this beyond its opening press conference.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees said this week that his contract talks with the team had been, quote, extremely frustrating. Is this because everybody in the front office has been suspended, so there's nobody with whom Mr. Brees can negotiate?
Boy, it's just a barrel of laughs down there at this point, isn't it? I'm sure there's somebody in there, whether it's the janitor or somebody in the, the marketing department who's trying to negotiate a contract. If I'm Drew Brees, I'm looking at the New Orleans Saints and thinking, you know, I'm a really talented guy. I've already won a Super Bowl here. Do I really want to be around this circus?
The Indiana Pacers hold a surprising 2-1 lead over the Miami Heat in the second round of the NBA postseason. They were so good Thursday night that Dwayne Wade and Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra exchanged angry words on the sidelines. Are the Heat cooked?
The Heat are in danger of being cooked. A lot will depend on what happens Sunday afternoon. They look like they're dissolving internally. Eric Spoelstra's grip on the team has never looked weaker. LeBron James is having his own problems. Dwayne Wade is yelling at the coach, and Chris Bosh is hurt. So unless you're a really big Mario Chalmers fan, you have to say the Heat is in big trouble.
Pacers president Larry Bird can add NBA Executive of the Year to his resume, which includes Coach of the Year. He was Rookie of the Year in 1980, and of course he won 3 MVP awards. Has he earned this latest major award?
Well, I mean, judging by the playoffs, he certainly has. This is a very, he put together a very interesting bunch of players who are gelling at the right time. He found, a real use for Roy Hibbert, who had been considered to be largely a waste before, prior to this season. And, I think looking at what the Pacers are doing, he's certainly eligible.
Patrick Gonzalez, a student at Woodlake Hills Middle School in San Antonio, was suspended from school on Thursday, Charlie, because he had a head shaving which depicted San Antonio Spurs forward Matt Bonner. The bad news is that he had to shave off the head shaving. The good news is that Gonzalez attended Thursday night's game, courtesy of the Spurs, and he met Mr. Bonner. How can a kid be suspended for being a basketball fan?
Well, first of all, to get rid of a head shaving, don't you have to shave off the rest of the hair?
Either that or you have an extremely careful barber.
But I think Matt Bonner had the perfect solution for all involved, which is to tell the school to sit the kid in the back of the classroom so nobody can see the back of his head anyway.
They'd all be walking around the classroom just to see him. I'm sure it would have completely ruined the entire school day for as long as that
kid was there. Yes, because as we know, students in middle school and elementary school are paying enormously close attention to school in May.
Los Angeles Kings have certainly been the story of the NHL postseason, Charlie. They are the Western Conference's 8th seed, but they've so far knocked out number 1 seed Vancouver, number 2 seed St. Louis, and now they hold a 3-0 lead over number 3 seed Phoenix. So what do you think? Are you rooting for the Los Angeles Kings to take home Lord Stanley's Cup?
Well, considering that Los Angeles Kings are what passes for old school in the NHL Western Conference,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I am, but you have to be impressed by the playoff run. They absolutely demolished Phoenix the other night, and right now they've got a hot goalie. They're playing entertaining form of hockey. They're not playing the clutch and grab stupidity that the New York Rangers are playing. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Kings.
Former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling has been in the news this week. Is he contemplating a comeback?
No, he's contemplating soaking the state of Rhode Island for some more money for his struggling video game startup, 38 Studios. Kurt is, a outspoken conservative and believes in a government just big enough to fit into his wallet.
Let's take a moment now to congratulate Marlon Esparza, who on Tuesday became the first American female Olympic boxer. How do you like her chances in London?
I have no idea. I don't know what the rest of the female boxers around the world are like, but congratulations to her. She's a flyweight. Her final was before everybody else's, so she's the first member of the first American women's boxing team. Although I have to admit, it is a little bit odd after all we heard for 20 years about getting boxing out of the Olympics. They're putting more boxing into the Olympics. Somebody knows something.
Manchester City secured the Premiership title on Sunday, and the number of U.S. viewers watching the English League's final match was more than 1,300,000, 72% higher than last year's audience for the same weekend. What do you think accounts for the increase?
Well, obviously, there are millions and millions of Manchester City fans all around the country. The Premier League has done a terrific job marketing itself on American cable television. There are the Fox Sports Channel, you know, in Massachusetts. We pick up Liverpool games because of the ownership deal they have with the Red Sox. They've actually gone out of their way to market the sport to an American cable TV audience. And never underestimate the appeal of live sports in the daytime. I've said this always about daytime baseball, and I believe in daytime soccer, too. Fans are looking for stuff to, like, get away from work to watch.
And finally, Charlie, in our ongoing attempt to support creative promotions by minor league baseball teams, I invite you to salute the Charleston River Dogs, not for the event itself, which is a home run derby, no big deal there, but for the choice of venue, which is the aircraft carrier, the USS Yorktown.
Well, I don't understand. This is one I don't understand. Is it that hard to hit a baseball off an aircraft carrier?
Maybe they're using
Nerf
balls.
They must have been hitting it the length of the flight deck, right?
Yeah, gotta be.
Because hitting it the width of the flight deck isn't that big a deal.
You can find Charlie Pierce's writing about sports at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Sports are very confusing.